Yes, I am the world. I'm John Batchelor. A bank run, a panic. Santa Clara, California, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed Friday in the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history after a run on deposits doomed the tech-focused lenders' plans to raise fresh capital. This, a report from the Wall Street Journal. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation said it has taken control of the bank via a new entity it created called the Deposit Insurance National Bank of Santa Clara. All of the bank's deposits have been transferred to the new bank, the regulator said. What does this mean? Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch is here. This is Break the Glass, Brett Ahrens. The second biggest failure in U.S. history since the 2008 crisis, which was the originator of the break the glass metaphor. Brett, break the glass. You've done another wonderful job of breaking the glass. It's all over the floor. I'm hearing the crunching as I'm walking around my studio. What failed at the Silicon Valley Bank? Because as of the end of December 31st of 2022, which is 30 minutes ago, it had over $200 billion of deposits. Good evening to you, Brett.
Good evening. Good evening. Your listeners must be sighing for their 401ks whenever they hear my voice. They're, oh God, the market's down again. Yes, this is hilarious. I got a very interesting text from a very well connected guy here in Boston who knows everybody in the financial district. I'm not going to give his name because it would embarrass him, and it was a sort of person to person text. He's an old friend of mine. And I asked him about SVB, and he texted back. He said, they bought Boston Private Bank, which was the worst-run bank ever. This is what happens when the Fed raises rates. Money leaves. They loaned on worthless tech stocks. Now, the interesting thing is he then said this was a bit like that scene in It's a Wonderful Life when there's a run on the bank, except that instead of Joe's money being tied up in Bob's house, Joe's money is tied up in Bob's cryptocurrency venture. That's essentially the issue. This is a Silicon Valley bank, and it was a classic run on the bank, but in retrospect, it should have been an obvious short, because essentially their loan book, they are tied up with all of these sinking NASDAQ stocks and all the tech wreck. And what's happened in the last 6 months, 9 months. This is another consequence of the inflation and Fed interest rate crisis, is that the Fed has been raising short-term interest rates, but long-term interest rates have been down. So essentially, we have an inverted yield curve, which means that right now, the three-month interest rate, the short-term interest rate is about 5%, but the 10-year Treasury bond rate is 3.7%. Now, Banks borrow short and lend long. So they want short rates to be low and long rates to be high. The old joke about banking was called 363, which was that you borrowed at 3%, you lent out at 6%, and you were on the golf course at 3 in the afternoon. You want short-term rates to be low and long-term rates to be high, and we have the inverse now because the Fed has to raise short-term rates to try and fight inflation. So all the banks are vulnerable. And actually, my colleague at MarketWatch, Philip Van Dorn, I don't usually sort of plug, MarketWatch, but he's written a really, really interesting article today about all the details and about the 20 banks that might be next or might be in trouble. And actually, the ones he had mentioned on Thursday, 10 banks when this started breaking, and those are down about 7% today. So the Fed raises short-term rates. We have a crisis in tech. These two things collide, and the SVB goes under. I'm reading. I was looking at their website earlier, and it's a sort of grim graveyard humor. I don't mean to be too rude, but when I read all this stuff, proactive guidance for the long run. Our expertise is in long-term building of businesses. It's all a bit sad. It's all gone, obviously, haywire. The one caution I would have, and the one thing that leaps immediately out to me, having lived through the 2007-2008 crisis, is that every bank executive and every bank analyst will be telling you today the weekend, all next week, that this is a one-off. This is only to do with SVB, that there's no systemic problem, that these problems are contained. They may be right. They may not be right. But do not believe them because they do not know. In 2007, the airwaves were full of banking analysts, honest people, intelligent people, not crooks, sensible people who were saying, I don't understand why this subprime nonsense is dragging down, you know, these excellent high-quality banking stocks. And in the end, some of those high-quality banking stocks went bust. Now, here's a funny thing. Here's an interesting thing. My colleagues at Barron's just pointed out that Greg Becker, the CEO of SVB, with amazingly good timing, cashed out a whole bunch of stock on February 27th. And what was fascinating was when I looked at the details, he basically cashed in some options and then sold the stock. So he converted some stock options into stock and then sold the stock. His net gain was $2.27 million. Obviously, if he had waited till today, his net gain would have been zero. And this was all part of a prearranged trading plan for executives known as a Rule 10b5-1 trading plan, where executives basically arrange well in advance to sell shares, hoping that that will leave them clean hands, that they're not stuck trading on a down day or an up day or whatever. Anyway, I looked at the form with the SEC, and this is the funny bit. And it says, I'm reading you verbatim from the form filed with the SEC a couple weeks ago, a week ago. Quote, these transactions reported were effected pursuant to a Rule 10b5-1 trading plan entered into by the reporting person, i.e. CEO Greg Becker, effective January 26, 2023. So he didn't arrange to cash out his stock on the 27th of February. He arranged to cash out his stock apparently on 26th of January, which is what, 5-6 weeks ago?
Yes.
So very lucky guy. Great timing.
Yes. Gore Vidal taught me many decades ago, never say conspiracy when you can say coincidence.
Yeah.
Now, detail here at the last moment, right now.
Right.
This morning, when we were reading the news, European banks were worried about this. Societe Generale is one of them, HSBC. And I puzzled, why now? Why? So is that another way of saying we don't know how bad the damage is?
We don't. And look, it is perfectly possible. It is perfectly possible that this is an isolated instance, and one or maybe two or maybe five banks are in trouble. It's perfectly possible. What I'm saying is don't believe those who tell you with great confidence that it's only one or two or five banks, because it is, you know, it's like Warren Buffett once made a comment about cockroaches. He said, you know, there's never only one cockroach.
Right.
This is my problem. The banking stocks, most of the big banks and pretty much all the smaller banks are down.
30 seconds, Brett. 30 seconds.
Yep. Down big time today, Friday. I don't know. I don't know what whether there'll be further fallout, but watch this space, basically.
Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch. The bank run, the panic, the regulators, the bank taken over. Greg Becker, the CEO, a very lucky man. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.